Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Let Bill get in here to get situated here before we do our little tag here. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Steve Schindler have for us today in Creighton, Nebraska?
Going back in time.
Oh,
going back in time to better times. He's pulled out. This is an old school. Jake, this will be beyond you as far as knowledge of it. I think Steve will be able to recall this pretty well. But done a great job with this thing. He has brought in a grand piano, has been shipped in to the lobby. Yes.
No way.
And Steve Schindler will be playing Name That Tune. Name That Tune.
Really?
Remember this? Remember the game show Name That Tune?
No.
It'd be like I can name that tune in 9 notes.
Yep.
And they would play it distinctly. They'd play whatever it was. They had to name that tune. So it's going to be cash prizes.
No
cash
way.
Prizes for Name That Tune.
That's Friday.
So Steve will be there entertaining, and he will wear a piano man type outfit.
Okay.
He'll be very well dressed.
Like black.
Yes, yes.
Kind
very
of black
well dressed.
Ensemble.
A tux.
A tuxedo.
He'll be in a tuxedo playing. Because Steve is a gifted pianist.
Is he really?
Yes, very gifted.
So he can play about anything.
Anything.
Any genre.
Yes, any genre.
I mean, he could play Welcome to the Jungle.
Yep.
He could play New York.
Exactly.
He could play 7 Year Ache by Roseanne Cash.
Yes.
Anything. Like that.
Everything.
You could play Higher by Creed.
Yeah, can you take
that 9 notes?
Yes.
I'd get less than 9 notes.
Yes.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very simple.
So Steve will be playing Name That Tune.
That's a
they
great
brought
one.
In a grand piano. It'll be a very majestic type day.
Festive.
Yes. And if there, it also, in between, like when you take a little break, he will just tickle the ivories just to entertain you. Just entertain you. Yes. Tickle the ivories.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So
Steve's, that's a good idea. Now.
Why am I not surprised that he's great at the piano?
Yes.
I should.
Incredible.
I shouldn't be surprised.
So this will be going on all day.
Starts at 8:44.
8:44, and there'll be sessions.
Session. No, yeah, it's pretty much all. Anytime you want to play, Steve. If he's in banking, they'll come in and tell if he's doing a loan. Steve, got a couple people here who'd like to play. He comes out. Hey, give me a second. I'll be right out there, and then they name that tune.
Steve Schindler. Now his cardboard cutout didn't make it out here today.
Yeah, there's no cardboard cutout.
Yeah, he's had a rough day so far.
No, he's fine.
Disappeared for 5 minutes at the start of the show.
I must start to.
You're a great man. You're a great man, Ben. Why?
I can't get on. I'll
best
never
answers
get over.
I've ever heard.
I'll never get over.
No, I won't either.
No, you're going without anything. Great to see you today, Ben.
Are you insinuating that I'm not here all the time?
Jake heard it. Jake heard it live.
I heard him say insinuating. Yes. That word actually was said by
was
Ben.
Said. Ben, answering why to that question was one of the all-time highlights of my life. It was. Thank you for that.
So anyway,
you're a great man, Ben.
Big day in Creighton. Piano. Name that tune.
Yeah, name that tune, Jake.
Name that tune, Steve Schindler.
He'd be good at it. Jake would be really
good
at it.
I'd do well at that.
He would.
Ooh, here's the question. Would Steve Schindler ever entertain doing a week of events in Lincoln? Or is this only in Creighton always?
Great question. He would love to hear about it, but I think he's going to stay pretty stable right up there at the home office.
Okay.
But I think it's worth it because if you think about it now, I think Letterman used to go to L.A. I think Carson did some different things. There are some times when they moved. They moved the show. I know Letterman did for sure.
Yeah.
He did like a week out.
I don't remember Carson doing that.
I don't remember Carson either. So maybe I don't miss.
It's possibly he did, but Bill, I don't remember
that. I know Letterman did that.
Yeah.
So there's a chance. I think Steve, I'll tell you one thing, he listens to everything. He's not that guy.
Does he listen to our show?
You know what's that?
Does he listen to our show?
He listens to our show.
He critiques
Schindler. Yes.
Shindaddy listens to the show. A lot of, yes.
See, I don't want to hear that. That's pressure.
That's exactly right away. Well, there is pressure anyway. Yeah, so
there is any.
Also,
is.
We're Ryan Day.
That's right.
We're Ryan Day every day because now who's it's like Urban Meyer's looking over Ryan Day's shoulder. We have Shin Daddy looking over our shoulder. Yeah. Also, I feel
it's
awkward
scary
now.
Too.
Yeah,
it's
scary. Yeah. Also. What about Sonny? If Sonny's listening,
Sonny Beck.
Good
Sonny
God, Beck. Sonny Beck and Shin Daddy. Good God.
We better straighten up here.
Yeah.
Get ourselves together.
Yeah.
Thank you to Midwest Bank for always sponsoring
tighten
hour
up.
Two.
Tighten up.
Hey. Tighten up.
Inside joke.
Inside joke.
All right.
Which is always funny to everybody else.
Yeah, I know.
Tighten up. All right, get to some
well, before Matt Rourke, just a reminder again, just go back. If you missed the Derek Bombeck segment, the breaking news is that we're going to have a professional tennis event in Lincoln, Nebraska, August 5th through the 11th. That's 2 months away. The Nebraska ATP Challenger 70 to 90 of the top tennis players in the country for this first time event at the Sid and Hazel Dillon Tennis Center. This is big news for Lincoln.
Will Nadal be there?
See, I'd like to know. Are we talking about Djokovic here?
Yes.
I don't know. Can I say something?
Could be.
Can I say something?
Yeah, please, Tim.
Derek Bombeck. We joke around a lot about Derek, right? And you know, there's a lot of jokes and we joke about his cutoff shirts and all that. But Derek does incredible work.
He carries Lincoln. Look what he's doing at Lincoln.
This is a major event, and this is Derek. I mean, it's not just Derek, but Derek is a serious dude, and he does serious work for Lincoln, and this is a big one.
The city takes a hit without him.
It would.
Huge hit.
The hotel industry would sure take a hit.
Oh yeah, huge hit.
And a lot of people.
Yeah.
But this is a big. These kind of things are big for the city of Lincoln. And the fact that he would announce it on our show, I really appreciate.
Yeah. No press release. This was the press release. Our show.
Yeah, didn't he say at the tops 10 people in the world knew about this?
That's right.
And we hit it with breaking news.
There's a pro tennis coming to Lincoln. Pro tennis coming
August
to Lincoln.
5th through the 11th. Yeah. Here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
You could just see the pride in C's face. You could. It's like Dad. Yeah, Dad's
getting
it done.
Breaking news here.
Dad's
he should
done.
Be proud of
he
his
is,
dad.
He is very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, C.
So, that's breaking news for that. Back to Matt Rhule from yesterday.
Okay, Matt Rhule from yesterday.
We brought up in the first segment that he did say that Jaden Doss is going to be a defensive back because they're deep at receiver. He says they're 8 to 10 receivers deep right now in that room, which is different from last year at this point. They had injuries for sure.
They had guys go down, and it got pretty bleak. They had a lot of guys go down, period, and it got pretty bleak. Bleak to the point where they ended up 130th. In total offense, and Rhule described it as like a triage, and Satterfield just mentioned one day in Texas that it was, we were running stuff kind of on the fly towards the end. We were running stuff we weren't really prepared to run because we just got down to the nubs. But what are you talking about? The receivers here?
Yes.
Yeah. They have some depth now, and it's not only receiver depth. They have. I always add the tight ends into the conversation. They're not. And partially because they split out a lot. They brought in the two big dogs from outside.
Jamal Banks, Isaiah Neyor.
Yeah, and they're big. They're big, strong guys. They look like they should. Nebraska now has a receiving corps that looks representative of a Big Ten team, which I haven't always been able to say that in recent years. They do now. So they, they're 6'4" Banks, they're 6'3" Neyor, they're 6'3" Malachi Coleman. We always forget Malachi Coleman in these discussions, but I guarantee you Malachi Coleman will be in that rotation. We forget about Alex Bullock, who was a starter last year and caught 15 passes, which I think is the most of anybody returning. Alex Bullock gets forgotten, shouldn't be forgotten. Jalen Lloyd, I think Jalen Lloyd would be the third starter. I think it would be Neyor, Banks, and Jalen Lloyd. Jalen Lloyd had 6 catches last year. And we forget about Bonner. I mean, Bonner played
Janari and Bonner.
Yeah, Janari and Bonner played some fullback last year. He came here as a receiver, shifted to fullback. Now he's back at receiver. And big body kid. He's not blazing fast, but he played fullback, so you can kind of get an idea how physical he is. So they have some guys. That's probably their best position. They're not as gifted at running back, but they have guys to throw to. So it'll be different.
Well, an interesting take, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Think about with Doss moving to
Jaden Doss
moving to corner is that I think it's an incredible opportunity. If you look back in time when I was recruiting Prince Amukamara, we took him completely off of offensive film. He was, I believe he was the Gatorade Offensive Player of the Year in Arizona.
What position?
Running back.
Running back.
Yeah, he was insane running back. And obviously, he's a three-sport guy, and he's a state champion, I believe, in the 100 and 200. We didn't run really well. But his film that we took him off of was all offensive film.
What did you see?
And then just he could change direction, that's competitive. All that. And then if you've seen Prince when he walks in the room, that's what an NFL corner looks like. That's what they look like. Doss is also probably at 6 foot.
Yeah, 6 foot, 200.
Yeah, and so that's a big corner. So this could be a great opportunity because there's not as many opportunities at that side. So when you look at players, then also having a corner with ball skills. Right. Usually it's always like, why does he play corner? Because he can't catch. He has great ball skills. He can track balls in the air. So there's a lot of upside to this move. But so people know, most corners – I would say almost all of them were tremendous high school offensive players.
And Doss was a tremendous offensive player.
So also understands what the other side of the ball is trying to do, how they're trying to stem you and weave you and get open and different things that transfers over.
But and weave, Jake. You know what he's talking about.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam!
¡Muah! Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm just going to nod in that one. Bill, explain
so
that.
So Doss, Raymore Peculiar, is that where he's
yes.
from? Raymore yeah. Peculiar High School in Missouri. And he did have 2,000 yards receiving and 1,000 yards rushing. And Rule did mention yesterday, yeah, change of direction. Oh, you got that? Hit it.
Here's Matt Rule on Jaden Doss going to cornerback.
He's a corner. Yeah, he's a corner. Yep. He's going to be good, too. What do you see him? Ooh, what do you see in him there?
I think he could play receiver or DB. Okay. I just think when you can find guys who have the height, weight, speed to play corner with the, it's not their, we turn down a lot. I think sometimes people think we're measurables only. It's not the 40-yard dash at corner. Okay. It's really not. It's the change of directness and quickness and loose hips. You need guys who run like a 3.9, 3.8 shuttle. I don't know what Jaden runs in the shuttle, but just in terms of testing, it's that change of direction and lateral movement. If you can find guys like that who also have ball skills, who are former receivers, man, you have a chance, right? Because those are the guys who can play the ball in the air. And so Jaden has all that. He's really smart. He's really tough. Jaden's a competitive guy. He's 200 pounds. You know, he's a big man. So he went over there at the end of the spring and didn't really know what he was doing. You watch the spring game. You watch him try to tackle a couple times. He's kind of doing this. Not because he's scared, because he hasn't done it But and I think he's going to be – I think he's going to need some time to develop. But I think he's going to be an excellent, excellent, excellent defensive back.
So, yeah, there's going to have to be a degree of patience in this conversation. It's not like Jaden Doss is probably going to start against UTEP, you know. I guess it's possible, but that usually you need a little time, right?
It takes some time to
understand,
you know, to move over and just to understand. There's a lot of different. The biggest difference on defense is on offense, you look out and they signal to you, or you huddle and they tell you where to line up and what to do. On defense, they don't tell you where. I mean, it's like, how do we do this? How do we line up? Sometimes now corners easier. They're more left and right field and boundary, so that's a little bit different. But you have a lot of different things that happen. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, now I've got two receivers on my side. Okay, now they've lined up in stacks. So what? How am I playing this technique? What is this? And it all has to happen like this.
The process. Is safety helping him?
The process. Yeah, there's communication, safety. But there's a lot of stuff that goes on with the learning process. Where again, on offense, you can play a little faster at receiver because they will tell you, hey, line up here. Here's your split. Here's the route you're running. So there's a little bit of that. That's how you can get someone like a Doss or a true freshman on the field for certain situations. Not me, like every day. You saw it last year at Nebraska. Young players playing in situations and making some plays because run this route. And so that helps you. Defensively, a lot more things go by, and it comes into processing.
Never thought about that.
I had a text, a reminder a couple years ago. Stanley Jean-Baptiste went from receiver to defensive back. That went out well for him. Second round draft pick for Stanley Jean-Baptiste.
He went from receiver
to defensive back. Second Stanley round pick to the Saints.
Yeah, big, long corner. I mean, you're talking like 6'3 corner.
Yes, he was tall.
Almost had that pick against Michigan State, right? Remember that, Jake? Come on. It was ruled. I think it was ruled a pick and then overturned, maybe.
Okay.
You don't remember. That's amazing.
I'm trying to think of that. Was that the game they came back with DP?
Yeah. Okay. It was the game where they fumbled like six times in the first half.
I remember that one then.
And then they came back and almost won.
That's right.
Bill, I think you were coaching at – this was Pelini years.
I've been in Wisconsin. He was at Wisconsin, 2014, I think. Yeah.
I don't know if they fumbled six times in the first half, but there was a lot of turnovers.
Bad.
I remember that I-back who I liked. I'm not even going to name him. Just dropped he was just running, and he dropped the ball. I mean, it was – anyway. They almost came back and won, and Baptiste had a pick, almost a pick, that was not a pick. And if it would have been a pick, they probably would have won the game. All right, what else did we learn?
Well, I mean, a topic of the offseason has been with NIL, the discussion about roster size.
Yeah.
Nebraska, we all know, likes to have the walk-up. They like to have the big roster.
So their NCAA is talking about a cap.
Yes.
He addresses that. Rule addresses that.
Yesterday, here's Matt Rule.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We're in the Big Ten meetings, and we were the largest. But a lot of the teams, there are teams at 135. There are teams that are close to us. So really, in the settlement, the crux of it is that they would like a roster limit, okay? And I think that's going to be conference by conference. But they also have eliminated scholarship limits. So if you say your roster limit's 120, you can have 120 scholarships now moving forward. Now me, as a guy who paid his way to go play football at Penn State and who paid off debt for several years, I don't know what's wrong with helping young people pay for their education. So I'm, you know, if we're going to fit 90,000 people in that stadium every week, if we can pay for some walk-on player to not have debt when he's done. If, you know, if women's softball, if Rhonda can have her students all leave debt-free, I don't see what's wrong with it. So I hope the number's at least 120, you know. And not everyone's going to make all those scholarships, you know, because there's a component to that. If you add 30 scholarships for men's football, now you have to add 30 scholarships to women's sports, you know, to stay in proportionality. So there's a lot of things behind it. The uniqueness that people say, well, you mean the coach, there's 53 people on an NFL roster, but there's 90, then 80, then 90, then 75 in an NFL camp. And in the NFL, you might have a 53-man roster, but that 53-man roster, by the end of the year, encompasses 85, 90 people because a player gets cut, you cut them off your roster, he doesn't count, it's just another 53rd person. People get injured. So right now, Demetrius Bell's out for the year, right? Is he going to count on a roster limit? And if we start saying they do, what are a lot of schools going to do? They're going to start cutting injured guys. Is that what we want from education? So there are so many unintended consequences of roster limits that I just hope they think through it. And then I would have a really hard time telling some of the guys who are, just because of where they are, maybe they're the 121st guy, telling them, hey, you know what, thanks for all that you do, but you can't be here. So, you know, I don't understand why we have a roster limit, but if we're going to have one, I'm just waiting to see what they are. I'm operating I hear a lot of people saying, I heard they're going to do this. I'm just telling you right now, I'm in those meetings. Troy's definitely in those meetings. None of us know anything right now about what's going to happen. So it's going to be a really unique time. It's a time where we have to be really nimble between revenue sharing and roster limits.
So, yeah, people have talked. NCAA's, I mean, people have talked. There's been published reports about maybe going down to as few as 85. He was talking, and he'd like to see it at 120 rule. I don't understand everything about this. I do know this. It did come up yesterday that, and I think this was mostly a Title IX discussion. Trev had told Rule, you got to get it down to 115. Now that's third. They have 145 right now. And it wasn't Trev. It wasn't Trev's, like, it wasn't a philosophical thing. It was, he thought, because of our numbers, Title IX numbers, we got to get down. Now, I guess there's different ways to look at it, because Dannon is not of that mind that they have to get down to 115. But that was coming here. That would have been interesting. That would have been hard, because you would have had to tell 30 guys sayonara, mm-hmm. you know.
No, those conversations were happening when I was still at Nebraska.
Really?
Yes, that the numbers were going to go down.
Down.
It wasn't like...
What was it? Do you know what it was?
No, it wasn't a hard cap, but I had the conversation with Trev just about, in general, that numbers eventually will go down. Part of it was that they're able to be able to help those that with a lower number to keep, like what Coach had mentioned, to keep helping those and be able to give them the extra money to be able to help those that are on the team. There will be some, I'll be shocked. There will be a cap.
What do you think it would be?
No idea. I can't like that, but there's going to be a form of a cap.
Okay.
And part of it's going to be just because, if not, like you said, if you're at Oregon, you know, you could sit there and say, you know, and you have someone that's worth, like whatever I said, you know, billions and billions of dollars, can just say, I don't care. Let's put, I've got money to scholarship
150,
whatever I want to do. I can
how much
do
you
that.
Need?
And so there'll be difference. Also, you have to remember, if people say the walk-on program's dead, well, if it says 120, it's not dead.
No.
There's still guys coming in. And so the ones that the players that there's be some opportunities. You have to, the hardest part wouldn't be the number. The hardest part would be what Coach Rule talked about, would be that if they make this boom, that I have to walk in and tell some people right now on the team that have worked their tails off, we don't have a spot for you. It won't be as hard to manage when you know that's your number on who you're bringing in. That won't be as hard to manage. It will, but the hardest part will be if you have to go tell someone that's paying their own way and you like them and you actually want them on your team, they have value.
There'd be people like that.
There'd be people, and then you have to tell them no. That's where the hard part would be.
Right. So what we're talking about right now is a range, and we don't know what it will. We don't know what the number will be, but we have a pretty good idea of the range, right? 85 to 120 probably is the
It'll
range.
Be in between that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it being over 120.
Right. And I can't really imagine it being under 85.
No, that won't happen.
Right. So I think 85 to 120, I don't know what it'll be.
It wouldn't shock me if it was less than 120, though.
Right.
If it's in that 105 to 110, that wouldn't shock me. But what Coach Rule was talking about was, where it is different is that when you have a player and you lose in the NFL, if you have in one game, if you lose 10 players for the season in week six, you can go out and get 10 players.
Right.
That's why I thought, man,
you can't do that here.
You can't do that. You can't. That's why, but still you do have higher numbers to have that. So what he was saying, so if you have 110 that are all on scholarship, you have a really good roster.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you have a really good roster.
Oh, yeah.
And so if someone goes down, they're just replaced from that way.
Mm-hmm.
But just with the revenue sharing, with the $20 million, they're going to start sharing all this revenue with the players. They're like, hey, we have to have some way to have some form of a cap that's not ridiculous. And you have to remember, like, well, who votes on this? Who looks at all this? It's every school. Well, USC, they're going like, what should the cap be? They're like 90.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get walk-ons.
Nope.
Wisconsin was horrific for walk-ons, not because they weren't wanted and needed and counted, and Coach Alvarez made it a huge point. You didn't know who was getting in school. Mm-hmm. It was so hard to get. The number of times you'd be like, is there any way I can walk on? I'm like, I don't know that. The only way I know is if are you accepted into school?
Mm-hmm.
And then I can talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no walking down like, hey, let's get these three guys in. Let them in. No.
We can't do that.
University of Wisconsin, we're not doing that. It's very, very hard to get into the school But interesting topics, obviously.
Yeah. The last thing, just before the music, they did table the June early signing period. That's not going to happen. So there'll be no, that happened yesterday or the day before.
Yes.
No June signing, early signing period. It won't happen.
But the December one's still probably on, right? Yeah. Fourth to sixth.
Yes.
Early one like
that. That's it. Yeah. Early December signing period. That's what it'll be.
When we come back, Bills Thrills next, an early break in the ticket.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam!
¡Mua! Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.